up, everyone? It's Shaquille, and welcome to my session today. I wanted to focus on, I'm not sure if you guys have been watching, but I have been very excited about this new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And before I did this session, I kind of wanted to get a feel of where everyone was. So I know they are pretty much, we're pretty much mid-season right now. And I kind of want to do a recap on some things and kind of give you my my thoughts, even though you don't want them, but you're going to get them. So I just wanted to kind of touch a few different things that we're seeing and hearing the public is saying, like all over social media. And cousins, y'all know me. That's fine. I can listen to what everybody else is saying, but I have my own opinions. I've always stand 10 toes down on them. I'm open to certain things, but I love to have discussions, right? Healthy discussions. I don't get rammed, like just so round up about certain things on a show, but it is sometimes really funny to see other people like really hold these people to the fire about their own personal relationships, and essentially they're at work at the same time, so a lot of this stuff is produced and people be so mad. So I just wanted to kind of go over a few things that I felt is that I felt were like really, really interesting key points so far. Of course, talking about Portia and Shamil as well and my thoughts. So let's start with the new girls. Britt Edie. For some reason, I can't put my finger on it. I feel like I love to see Britt Edie's family that she's shown this far. I feel like her family dynamic is very real. She talks about her sisters kind of being in disarray because of some things that are going on with her father past, and you know, her relationship with her mom. Very looks like the women are very matriarch of the family. Like her grandmother is there, her mother, her sisters. So I love to see that part about, you know, her family. And to share that got to be very hard and very uneasy, too. So I commend her for that. I think Britt Edie is a very pretty girl as well. She is flashy with her, you know, she got a nice little body on her. Her fashions are cute. I think that she really wants to be liked. And to me, you on a show, be authentic. People are not going to like you. People are going to like you, but don't want to be liked. Don't try to force that. So be your authentic self. So sometimes I feel like she go in and out of that. Now, the obvious thing with her and Kenya, that was a big moment, a huge shift in the show. I felt really, really bad for her. I think that was very unwanted. I was very disappointed in Kenya as well. I'll get to her in a minute. But I love the fact that she was somewhat resilient enough to kind of bounce back from that and kind of keep pushing forward with her friendships. Now, her and Angela started to clash around that time because I think Angela mentioned something about her insurance, and that kind of set her off. But so far, I think I like Britt Edie, but I think, and let me just throw this out here for you, cousins. I have discernment with people. I can say I don't like somebody, or I may like them for the show, but I may not like them. So it's not a radical thing that you see on the internet when someone say they don't like them and they just, everything they do, they just, oh my God, they just don't like them for whatever reason. I'm not like that. I have discernment. I like to look at it from a lot of different angles. And because at the end of the day, I don't know these people. Why am I so mad and triggered by this, right? So for that, there is something about Britt Edie I can't put my finger on that it's like, That's why I say I know you're trying to be like Britt, but there's something that you're hiding. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to continue to watch you, support it, all of it, love her. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly is so damn small, y'all. First of all, I got to make my way to McDonald's, to her Nana Kitchen. Can't know the name of it, but I hear the food is really, really great. It is about, it's a distance, but Kelly, I promise I'm going to get there. But Of course, she owns the restaurant. She has a few more, I think, other endeavors. But to hear her story is very troubling about her domestic violence with her ex. I think that is kudos to her again for sharing this stuff, right? Because that's a very serious thing, right? The way she depicts it, some of it was life-threatening, you know? And Kelly is a very short girl. I don't know if y'all kind of gotten to her. She appears short, but standing next to some of the other girls, it's like, girl, you are like itty-bitty. Like, you like this damn mic stand. Like, you like this mic stand. Like, you are really, really short. So I like her fashions are... Ooh, Kelly, what is the right word for your fashions? Beautiful gowns, very, very extravagant gowns, very, very, I'm here, look at me type of attire. We'll say that about her. But one thing I do like about Kelly, I picked up on, I don't know if she got a good gay in her corner, but she has some good, quick, like, little catchphrases and, like, quick responses that are witty. I think if you're on a Real House of Atlanta, you got to have, that's an element that you must have. You have to have that natural, witty response, something that may go viral, something that maybe we catch on. Now, oddly enough, I haven't heard anything that would be repeated so far in this season as like a catchphrase. So the girls kind of want to step it up a little bit with that. But Kelly's relationships with the girls. So first of all, Kelly really came in on Portia really quick. Portia kind of had to like, ew. Calm it down. Let me. Girl. Like, stop. So she really came in on her really hard with the, you know, why you take that lady's husband type. And Portia was just like, okay. Mm-mm. Who are you? So I think that after that, I think Portia did a really good job with that, which is kind of like, I'm not going to press her hard about it. Maybe she was trying to get a little moment, but for the most part, they're kind of cool. Kelly and Britt are really, really close. However, we're hitting the mid-season. Things go disarray. I'm very interested in to know why. Trying to think, I don't think there's anyone Kelly is clashing with, like, essentially. I think once she had kind of had that little thing with Portia, she's a likable girl amongst the girls. I think she's very, very likable. Other than the little thing with Portia, I think her and Shamil gets along well, her and Angela gets along well, her and Drew, all the girls really, really gets along with Kelly, and that's saying a lot because you really want a new, fresh face to like, be herself, but also to kind of bring a little mess, but also not being as messy where it's like, because this is our first impression of her, right? So I think that she is in a good place. Now, when it came to the whole event with Kenya, I thought that she did a very good job of protecting her friend. She walked out. She said, I don't want no parts of it. She was very, very clear. And I think that was that was real. And I really do appreciate that. And that just shows you that Kelly is pretty loyal. But she's loyal. She's not blindly loyal, right? That's what I'm saying. I think it's something very interesting that happened with her and Britt Edie where, girl, why are y'all... Y'all was like... I mean, she has your back. Now, why are y'all, like, shading each other? Could it be produced? Maybe. Could it be a little bit, you know, some true tea in there? Maybe. So, overall, I do like Kelly as well. Her voice can get a little annoying. I do think that she has beautiful girls too. I forgot to mention she has a set of twins. And then she has an older girl. They all look just like her. They're very beautiful. And yeah, that's it on Kelly. New girls. Angela. Let me tell y'all right now. Angela is a messy, messy, messy girl. She is a messy girl. She's a messy girl. She is a messy girl. Let me tell you, I like Angela. But at the same time, I think Angela is great for this show. I really, really do. Like, Angela, depending on how this season pan out, she ain't gonna get first seat. But she keep up. She can be right next to it. I'll give her that. She could be right next to maybe a Portia or Shamil. I'm just saying. That's because those two definitely got first seat. But at the reunion, if people don't know what I'm talking about. But I do like Angela. I think she's great for the show. Angela get on my nerves, though, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. She gets on my nerves. Let me tell you. So Angela's very messy. At the beginning, Angela came in. She was a little bit shy from what it appears to be. Felt like she was kind of peeping the girls out. She's married to Charles Oakley, who I honestly think is an asshole. Yeah, sorry, I do. I think Charles, maybe that's just personality. People can't, listen, again, don't take what I'm saying serious. I just don't like the man. I don't, from what I'm seeing on camera, I just don't think he's, whatever, genuine in what he got going on and how he treat Angela. Baby, you know she on the show. Why is you kind of seeming like you, being authentic don't mean you got to tell the people how you really, really feel sometime about the show. But at the same time, because she is the center of attention. She's the housewife, right? You the husband. Support her, right? So sometimes I feel like it's just, I don't know, it's just weird. And she, let me tell y'all, Angela going to protect her man. She going to take up for her man. Y'all know that's just Charles. He just, I'm like, okay, girl, whatever. But Angela, at the beginning, came off very, like, she was checking the girls out, right? And then it starts to get more where, fast forward, because honestly, Angela was kind of quiet at the beginning. Only thing we know is that she tried Shamil first round. That didn't work. And then she's very close. She got close to Drew, which I was kind of like, maybe it's just a Chicago thing. I understand that. And then with, who is it that she kind of, oh, the whole Kenya and Britt thing. First, like, she had Britt either side because she was saying, yeah, Kenya wasn't as genuine. And when she was trying to hug you, I did feel like it was off. Then you went to Kenya and was just like, yeah, Britt eat it. Like, she played both sides on that part. And I was just like, did anybody else catch that? Like, when they go back and look and actually rewatch it, y'all seeing that she's, like, basically intentionally being messy. Now, I will say this, need a little mess for the show. And so I commend her for just saying, I don't care about neither one of these hoes. I'm just saying, yeah, girl, I'm your friend. I agree with you. I'm going to go back over here. Yeah, I agree with you too. And I'm just going to watch it all unfold. Understand that. But I thought that, to me personally, thought it was very motherfucking messy. Not gonna hold you. Like I said, too, she does get into it kind of with her and Britt. Edie has tension over some comments she made about her insurance business and so forth. Now, one thing that I paid attention to that had me got off with was when she met with her daughter. Now, let me tell y'all something. She has a beautiful daughter, by the way. Is it me or is when y'all seen her meet her daughter at this coffee shop, it was all over the place. So, first of all, she said she bought her mama a house. Obviously, her sister stayed there and then her daughter stayed there too. Then her daughter mentioned something about they got mad at her about the car that you bought your mom? I don't know if she bought the mom the car or maybe it's the family car. I don't know what's going on, but there was so many different angles about that story that was so confusing. And I'm just sitting here thinking, and then it was to the point where, and then the daughter got married until Angela, she was upset about that. And it got to a point where the girl was about to cry and she was just like, okay, we ain't got to do this. We ain't got to do this. Because she was just like, we don't have to get into all of this right now. When that scene was over, I was sitting here thinking like, is it me or is it, I feel like we hopscotch all around these damn important details that we're missing. Like, is it your sister that, and then someone got mad and she kind of got loud with the daughter and Angela did not know. And so she was saying, why you didn't tell me? It was so much going on with that. I say that to say, Angela, we need more. You can't dance around that and give us that little piece and we don't get nothing else. I know that we did see Angela's mom come to the, in the most recent episode, she came on, very beautiful lady. But yeah, that was very odd. And I felt like, again, you can tell when you're new to the show, you're almost like you're carefully choosing how you put information out because this is new for people. And they're talking about their personal family lives. So not only just me, my daughter, my mother, my sister, and so forth. So I understand the protection, but ooh, that was confusing. Like, I had to call somebody, like, did you understand this shit? Because I didn't. Moving along with Angela, they go to Nashville. They have a good time. So this is where I don't understand the digging and the meddling in Portia and Shamil's relationship, which is a separate conversation, but that I will get into. But Angela is very messy. And I just think that she is very, very good for the show. She has quick reads. She has a business. She has a husband. She has kids. She has all the elements for her to continue and for us to want to see more. So yeah, Angela, continue to read the girls, because they need a challenge, and you present a challenge. Shamil, the breakout star, the quintessential housewife, I would say. The luxury, the house, the husband. Shamil is definitely Atlanta. She has been on the show before. She's a part of the Atlanta Hawks. She has a very strong friend group with prominent people in Atlanta. Like, I love Shamil for the show. No, not gonna lie. Like, Shamil is great. She is authentically. Y'all thought I was gonna give her that much. No. I think she's great. But I also think there's a side of Shamil that, again, we're protecting, right? And so I'm kind of questioning her. And don't get me wrong, I love Shamil, and I think she is amazing for the show. There is something about Shamil that I'm questioning that you don't want the people to see. I challenge you to just go ahead and let them see it. Let people see you in your wrongs, your because everybody's not so righteous. And I feel like she pretends to be righteous. And I'm going to get into that. That's going to be my wrap up with her and Portia's relationship. I'm going to wrap that up with a nice little bow for y'all. Okay, let me move things along. The old people. Drew, girl, can we say him downstairs? Because Ralph is downstairs. Him downstairs. I do not understand this. I think this is produced. I think that Drew is a great actress. She can never turn it off. Like, Drew can never turn that acting off. There was a part where she was in the kitchen, and Ralph know what he did. First of all, I want to pause. I'm so sorry. Ralph. That man is so damn fine. You make me want to cry. That man is so damn fine. Damn man, that is a handsome, gorgeous, attractive man. He is. Okay, let me move on. When they was in the kitchen, she was saying something. I can't think about what it was. All of a sudden, Ralph comes in and it throws. You can tell because you in acting mode so much. You can tell when it throws her off, and Ralph knows what to do to push Drew Budden. He said something so simple about that she don't pay for anything. Y'all, when I tell you, I took that, and you see her reaction after. It's so bad that Drew literally had to, like, leave, go in the car, and his mama, and I think her mom or her sister came out, and she was just like, yeah, I don't know why he, something, like, she was so triggered by it. And I'm like, girl, you was just in the kitchen having a good scene. Why does Ralph come in and say one or two little things that throws you so overboard? Is it true? Because everything else is, like, you playing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so, you can never see the real Drew. And I've said this once and I say it again. I really ain't had shit for Drew Sidora since she slept with Derwin and fucked over girl Melanie. Yeah, I know it was a different show. But look, when you were still Drew Sidora. So it's like, you Drew Sidora in the game, and now you Drew Sidora in the Real Housewives. Like, girl, I ain't forgave you for fucking with Derwin. And whoever made that music video with you and Derwin's in, why don't you ask him or her to make that video that you was in? You ain't have to use Dennis fucking with Porsche, baby daddy. Girl, you know what you was doing. Do that. Now she pissed me off there, and I never really had nothing for you, Drew, since you fucked with Derwin and you fucked up with girl Melanie. I'm serious. Like, if I was girl Melanie, I would have popped your ass when I seen you. Yeah. But anyway, but I do like Drew, though. I do like Drew. First of all, she's looked the best that she's looked the entire season that she's been on. Shout out to Go Naked Hair for her. Fashions are still questionable. But from what I've heard, though, she did produce a great album. So if y'all haven't listened to it, I don't know the name of it. You have to look it up. But I hear it's really, really good. So kudos to Drew for that. But I really do think that her in this rap situation is produced. I think that it is a lot going on. I do think that I do wish that she was just, you know, get what's rightfully hers. They need to just, like, peacefully separate. It's too much chaos. It's too much drama for them kids. And I think the most recent episode, she was really, really upset because her kid, I think she's starting to see the effect from her relationship with Ralph and her kids, where her kids are kind of, like, maybe misbehaving a little bit, according to her mom. And that really affected her. And I really felt really bad for her on that because I'm like, you want to protect your children. In all the midst of this chaos. So I think Drew is great for the season. I do wish that Drew would be present a little more. I feel like she's kind of here and there. Cynthia, the OG of the motherfucking show, Cynthia's role amongst all these girls is really great because you get to see, and I don't think it'll be interesting to see if she has some type of discourse with any of the new girls or kind of disagreement. But I think Cynthia's primary role of the show is like an overseer, to make sure that the girls are in check, to make sure that, you know, that people are moving the way they need to move. I like the way that she brought Angela and Portia in for a sit down after that Nashville mishap. And, they were able to kind of, like, talk. So I think Cynthia, like, she is, like, I love her being on the show and the kind of, like, this overseer role that she has. It's almost like a, I'm going to say a grandmother of the show, but like a grandmother of the show, where she's just, like, she's older. She looks great. She knows how to be mature in certain situations and have those important conversations with everybody. So I love that. And I hope that she finds her an older man and settle down, Cynthia, because you need it. Or if marriage ain't for you, girl, just, I don't know, just find you some good, something. She did throw a Juneteenth barbecue. And when I tell y'all that food looked so damn good, y'all know Cynthia from Alabama now. Right next door to Mississippi now. I ain't just saying. The closer you get to Mississippi, the food tastes even better. So that food looked real good at the damn barbecue. And but yeah, that's it on Cynthia. Kenya, very disappointed. I think Kenya had a promising season. I think that she had the attitude was, like, especially from her last season on the show, I feel like she had nobody to play with. I think Kenya came in, and there's something about Kenya being a mother that really, really changed her. I would have loved to see her and her daughter more. I just think that, and she said this, did a whole press tour everywhere about how apologetic she was, and she should have never done that. And I think that, you know, Kenya is just, I was just disappointed because Kenya has some, let me tell y'all, Kenya be having, these the confessionals, Kenya be A1, these damn, the reads, these, like, everything. Kenya is essential for a housewife show. Ever since she's been on that show, she has been essential for that show. So it was just very disappointing to see how she, you know, went away. Am I missing anyone besides Portia? Let's see. We got Kenya. We got Cynthia. I think the last one is Portia. Okay. Portia. My pretty pony. I love me some Portia, my Cancerian sister. With that being said, I have to call Portia out on some things, but it's not in the way that everybody has been seeing. So the most prominent thing about Portia right now is that she cannot film in the house. She's going through a divorce with Simon. She can't even mention the man's name for the most part. And that has been a troubling thing where you're like one of the... You are kind of, this show isn't being anticipated, but you coming back on this show has been one of the most anticipated things people were waiting on. And for you to come back and not being able to, and then on top of that, you go through a divorce, and you got all these things going on in your marriage, and you can't talk about that. Now you have to pivot. What are you going to talk about? So I think that this has kind of been one of the most challenging things for Portia. She is going through a lot. And on top of that, your best friend is coming on the show as a breakout star, which is great, right? But it's also in your line of work. It's also how you kind of develop your stardom now through this show and other things too, but primarily through this show. Portia, I really think that Portia has not mastered how to show up happy for her friends when she is not happy. Which sometimes that is a hard thing to master. As a Cancer, I can tell you we have our ways, but you have to show up. She has not mastered that. And it's shown up even in other seasons to show up genuinely happy for people, especially her friends, but for other people when she is going through something and you're on a show. I think and because she is so in tune with the emotions and being a Cancer, she doesn't know how to navigate that. So, of course, this whole thing with her and Dennis, I honestly don't blame her. I think that they did kind of grow on and on about that a little too much, but I really didn't blame her for, you know, saying, I don't want you filming with her because you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of got, you're connected to the show through me, not Drew. I thought Drew, honestly, was being messy with that as well because I honestly feel like Drew was deflecting from her own problems, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Portia and Shamil, let's get to the nitty gritty to wrap this on up. Y'all, the people have been, when I say been on Portia's ass about her friendship with Shamil, and people are saying that Portia is a bad friend, Portia is this and Portia is that. Now, I've talked about this with someone else, and y'all, they cousins, this person really got mad at me because I was saying that I was defending Portia. I ain't trying to defend Portia. I'm just calling my thoughts on it, right? And it was, I guess my thoughts kind of appeared that I was defending Portia, but everybody else is tearing her apart. My thing is this. Let me take y'all through a little quick history, and I'm going to wrap this on up. Portia and Shamil has been friends for a long time. When Portia and Shamil first was going through this whole debacle about their friendship, it was that, I think it was that season where kind of like Phaedra was still involved, and Phaedra had said something about Shamil fucking everyone around Atlanta, whatever. Portia was right there then defending her friend. Also, too, Shamil's around Candy and some other people. They was at a party and they was tearing Portia apart. Shamil didn't say nothing. She just let it happen, whatever. So that right there showed you that something was going on behind the scenes with them that wasn't present for the camera, right? It was never present for the camera. Now, you fast forward, Portia didn't go to Shamil's wedding in Kenya, but she did attend the one in Atlanta. Portia make it seem like she had a health condition, but come to find out, I don't think she wanted to fly coach to Kenya. Now, I ain't gonna hold y'all, I'm not flying a motherfucking coach, damn near, 12 to 15 hours, however long it takes to get to Kenya, I'm not doing it, okay? So, in this season, we learned that Portia said that we wasn't speaking. And Shamil calls her out and was like, that's not the reason you said that you wanted to go. And I mentioned back then, I could have paid for your ticket. So you just really didn't want to go, right? So they told Portia up to that, she's a bad friend. I told y'all she'd been a bad friend. But honestly, y'all, she didn't have to, as an adult, when someone, listen, I don't have to go nowhere. If I'm not feeling going, if I don't want to go nowhere, if the shoe was flipped, I wouldn't have blamed Shamil if she did not want to go to damn Kenya, go to Kenya if her and Portia was not in the best of place. So I just felt like that was over-exaggerated. But here's one thing I want people to understand. I think the reason why their friendship is at disarray now is because, one, I just told y'all, Portia does not know how to show up happy and genuinely thrilled for her friends in their moments of happiness when she is not herself happy. She don't know how to do that. She has not mastered that. And I don't think it's intentional. She just don't know how. I think she's happy for her, but she don't know how to show up, right? Not only that, Portia and Shamia was on the same thing. Meaning they was around here partying, trying to find them a rich African, find them a rich nigga. When Shamia landed hers, and he is kind of friends with Simon, and Simon already had that thing going on. Now, mind you, they say Portia took that girl, but she never mentioned Shamia. She stood up for her, but I honestly think, allegedly, just going on a limb and say this, I really think Shamia had a lot to do with that at the time. I really do think Shamia had a lot to do with that at the time. I could be wrong, but I think in a nutshell, Portia and Shamia have their secrets, as they should if they're friends. But I feel like as time moved forward, as she's getting a divorce, Simon didn't want to be on the show. Hell, Shamia's on the show and her husband don't even really want to be filmed. She's even stated that, for real, for real. Like, he really don't want to be on the show as much and definitely don't want to speak about things that's going on with Portia and Simon. So I think that causes friction, because how am I supposed to come up and be happy for you and you kind of support me but you're not? But you got to understand, Shamia ain't for them fuck up her coin and her bag and her husband and stuff she got going on. So I think that while people are bashing her, I think that people have to look at it in both ways and both things. That I think that Portia holds Shamia's friendship very dearly, that she don't know how to navigate it around this show. She's always been a friend of, so the important things were never brought to the front. Now they're being brought to the front, and I feel like Shamia is not necessarily have a backbone, but she's basically telling her, girl, it's okay for us to talk about our issues and still be friends. Portia is saying, girl, no, it's not. Because once people start talking and getting in your ear, that, mind you, Portia already went through the ringer. Portia has been through you took somebody's husband, you dragged the bitch across the show, you chased the bitch down the alley, you sitting up here was lying back and forth where people allegedly think you knew what was going on with Phaedra. You was going back and forth with Candy, and you going back and forth with Nene. Portia has had experience getting dragged, is what I'm saying. So I feel like she's basically saying to Shamia, hey, girl, protect this at all costs. Like, you don't want this to happen, and now your name, like, you don't know what it's like. And Portia has experience on that. So I feel like there's just a big disconnect between them. But what I will say this last episode is that they did sit down. Shamia was giving it to her really hard. Portia could not take it. She had to get up and walk away. But I think they still came to a resolution of, like, let us just talk. Like, let us be very, very clear, because I don't want to lose our friendship. So that's all I have. Like, honestly, I would say this season, honestly, a lot of people say they're not feeling it. A lot of people, there's like mixed reviews on it. But honestly, my overall opinion is that it is a very good reboot, because you have to give things time to develop. And I think people just want just everything all at once so that they can, and it's just not like that. There's no patience with people. So when you hear people online saying all this shit, like I'm telling y'all, I don't be listening to it. I have my own opinion. I just don't buy into it. So to me, it's been a very good season, and for it to be the mid-season, here comes Phaedra. So that's going to be interesting to see how she's kind of meshing with the girls. I'm pretty sure she's coming in really, really messy, which I love. But so far, so good. So I probably will do another session as things, probably toward the end, to wrap it up. And then, of course, the reunion recap as well. So, cousins, are you watching with me? How do y'all feel about everything that I've said? Don't feel entitled to agree with me. I love disagreements as well. I will read you back if you do. Just make sure you know that. But it's all good and love, for real, for real. I just love to have a good conversation and see where people heads at. But again, people, don't take my word so literal. Don't attack me. Don't think I give too much of a fuck about it. These are just my opinions. I do not know these people, but I do. I am a fan of the show, and I am a fan of some of the people that are on. So let me know in the comments. Retweet, share, and I'll catch y'all next section. Peace.